as we've been celebrating KSRO's 80 years on the air, we've talked to so many people, former and present hosts on the air and people in the community. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could at some point bring in a minister to maybe give a blessing for KSRO and maybe for the next 80 years? So we've done just that this morning.
Oh, you are so wonderful. Very few people know that, but
You may know her, though, as for her many, many years of public service. It is the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Shirley Zane. Good morning, Shirley.
Oh, good morning, Pat. It's just a delight to be here. I have many great memories here in the KSRO studios. And then as time has gone on and you asked me to be on the air at 7 o'clock, I do really good interviews in my bed at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, in your pajamas, but Shirley is here. She is very well dressed, well coiffed. Do you remember the first time you were on the air on KSRO?
You know, I'm not sure. It probably was with Jim Grady in my early years at the Council on Aging. He loved the Council on Aging and the Meals on Wheels program, and he did fundraising for me. And whenever we had an event, Jim was just like all over it. So that would have been 1999? Yeah,
something like
98.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been a long time.
You know, and a lot of people, we've talked a lot about Jim Grady, as you can imagine,
I bet,
over the past few weeks for many different reasons. But one of the things that we haven't really focused on is his public service.
Jim's public service?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what he did here to promote local fundraisers and to educate people about what those nonprofits do in our community was just incredible. There was never a day that he was not doing that. He had the biggest heart. I just loved Jim. He was just wonderful. He'd come to my Derby dinner every year, and between Jim and Steve Gardner and John Ash.
Yeah.
And they frequently had me on their show to talk about the Derby dinner and the Meals on Wheels program. I can honestly say KSRO was one of the instrumental and fundamental radio stations that promoted the Council on Aging and especially the Derby Day.
Well, I thank you. I think we're in a unique position to do that to this day, which I think is one of the unique stances that we can take in this community. And even as the media landscape changes so dramatically, I think the community still needs a station like this, don't you?
Absolutely. A local station. I'm going to give you guys a resolution, gold resolution, and next week. And it really talks about the importance of having a local station. When we almost lost our local paper, the Press Democrat, people really rallied and said, no, we want local news. And a group of wonderful people got together and bought the paper, and it's going great. But I would say the same about radio, too. You know, what the PD does for the community, KSRO also does for the community. And we're just very, very fortunate to have you here.
Well, it's thank you very much. Appreciate that. And there's been so much hard work over the last 8 decades to try to remain true to that particular goal. And we've talked a lot about, flood coverage. People have mentioned that over the years in terms of this. But I think, as a public servant, you certainly understand the critical relationship between you and your constituents.
Yes.
And we feel the same way about our listeners.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If there's an issue, you guys are on the phone saying, can you come on tomorrow morning?
Yes, we
are. Can you come on in the afternoon? And there have been weeks when I think I've been on 4 or 5 times between the afternoons and the morning rides. And Steve Jackson is great because he really lets me say whatever I want to say. He's not one of those interviewers that kind of blocks you into a corner.
Right.
He really says, what's going on with SMART, Shirley?
Well, one of our most challenging parts with you, Supervisor Zane, is trying to narrow down the subject matter because you have your hands in so many pots in Sonoma County. It's hard to keep straight what thing you're representing on any given day.
That's true. And actually, I remember just about 5 weeks ago, you interviewed me in the morning when I was in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And I had just finished testifying before the Senate, of all things, on water security, telling them that they need to invest in better technology for earlier detections of things like atmospheric rivers and hurricanes. And little did I know, I was saying some prophetic words.
Yeah.
When 2 weeks later, this country just got desolated with these incredible hurricanes. And my son was survived both of them now, one in Florida.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that was a good example. Anyway, that was just one of the many things I do. My heart is in health and human services, and I'm a mental health advocate, and I try and create as many programs as possible to help people who suffer from mental illness and homelessness and vulnerable children, and especially, of course, seniors.
Well, you're always going to have a microphone here for those things because,
you.
You know, that's part of the commitment that KSRO has. And we do hope for 80 more, and we do plan on seeing you in at the Board of Supervisors meeting next Tuesday.
I know, and I get this wonderful opportunity to give you this incredible gold resolution. I really can't believe that you've been on the air 80 years.
Don't look at me and say that, Shirley.
I'm not looking
at you. I haven't been
here
quite that long.
I know. No, you've been here like, what, 10? No. But I really can hardly believe it. I mean, this was the first broadcast entity between the Golden Gate Bridge and the Oregon border.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, for many years.
Yeah.
For many years that was true. Well, we look forward to meeting you over in the supervisor's chambers
yes.
next Tuesday.
Yes.
And thank you again for not only being here this morning bright and early, but also for being accessible to us so many times during the course of the days,
you.
The weekends, and all of that.
Well, thank you. You helped me get my messages out to the constituents, and I think that is so important, especially in politics today. And to talk about good news, too,
yep.
which is what you guys like as well. And so I can't thank you enough and praise you enough for being a great local radio station, and congratulations on the big birthday.
Thank you. 80 years strong. That is the Reverend Shirley Zane. I mean, the chair of the Board of Supervisors and the Reverend Shirley Zane on KSRO.